From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A Palestinian official says Israel and Gaza militant groups have agreed to a ceasefire. The agreement followed escalating violence as Palestinians battered Israel with rockets and Israel carried out its largest series of airstrikes on Gaza since the 2014 war. Two Palestinian teenagers, aged 15 and 16, were killed when an Israeli strike hit a building they were near in the west part of Gaza City. 15 people were wounded. Meanwhile, three residents in southern Israel were injured when Palestinians fired missiles and mortars into that area. The flare-up came after Israeli troops shot and killed two Palestinians, including a teenager, and wounded hundreds of others in border clashes on Friday. At least six people were killed, including five of the attackers, in two car bombings Saturday near the presidential palace in Mogadishu, Somalia. The Al-Shabaab group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. The twin explosions came 1 week after two similar attacks on the Interior Ministry compound in Mogadishu killed at least 15 people. Haiti's Prime Minister Jacques-Guy Lafontaine has resigned amid widespread unrest following a failed attempt to increase fuel prices. Lafontaine told Haiti's Chamber of Deputies that he had sent President Jovenel Moïse his resignation letter. The deputies had called on the prime minister to answer questions after riots erupted to protest the government's attempt to raise fuel prices by up to 51% as part of an agreement with the International Monetary Fund. At least seven people died and dozens of businesses were looted or destroyed. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump spent Saturday golfing at his Turnberry Resort in Scotland, even as protests over his presidency took place in Edinburgh and outside the golf club. Around 10,000 demonstrators wound through the center of Edinburgh, chanting in unison. Nicola Sturgeon is Scotland's first minister.
I think it's important in any close relationship with a friend to also be able to tell the truth and be honest. And many people across the UK and Scotland do oppose some of the policies of the Trump administration. It's not personal, it's about policies.
The President and First Lady are spending the weekend out of the spotlight ahead of his high-stakes summit with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland, Monday. Meanwhile, in London, British police arrested a man and a woman at a right-wing protest where people supporting right-wing activist Tommy Robinson were joined by a Welcome Trump rally. Robinson, whose real name is Stephen Yaxley Lennon, founded an anti-Muslim group and was jailed for contempt of court after broadcasting outside a criminal trial in May. The social networking site Twitter Incorporated on Saturday suspended two accounts linked to 12 Russian spies indicted by special counsel Robert Mueller for interfering in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. On Friday, a federal grand jury charged the 12 Russian intelligence officers with hacking Democratic computer networks in 2016 in the most detailed U.S. accusation yet that Moscow meddled in the election to help Republican Donald Trump. Twitter said it had suspended the accounts at DC Leaks and at Guccifer 2.0 that were named in the indictment. The World Health Organization is calling for more access to more than 210,000 people in need of medical assistance in Syria. Lisa Schlein has details.
WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says many lives are at stake. He says health workers must be allowed to reach those in urgent need of health, and the safe delivery of essential medicines and medical items must be guaranteed.
The majority of people displaced are exposed to soaring summer temperatures of up to 45 degrees Celsius and dusty desert winds, with limited access to clean drinking water, sanitation services, and adequate health care.
WHO reports nearly 75% of all public hospitals and health centers in Dara and Kunetra are closed or only partially functioning. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, always you can find it on our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.